What?
Hi, folks. Apologies. Right. No, I don't think that's what Mike was getting at. Anyway, I almost forgot to feed the cat, so that's. Yes, so the cat is new only in the fact that she's not lived in this house before. It's my grandpa's cat. She's 15. Yeah, my grandpa got moved to memory care at his assisted living facility, and he's not allowed to have his cat anymore. So Liz and I took the cat. Keeping it in the family, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So who knows what'll happen? Yeah. She does have a some kind of thyroid issue that I don't fully understand. So I don't know if that will have an effect, but yeah, no, cats have thyroids and anything and everything can go wrong. Holy.
I don't know, ask Gemini or something. I agree. He earned it. Oh, yeah. How was Mexico? Nice. Yeah. You got to respect the grind. I probably would have handed him my food. Yeah. Right. Ah. Right, that's literally. Yeah, I the Vatican should not count. When I, on my plane ride back from Italy, there was a large group of some conservative sect of Judaism. They got all the hats and whatnot. The guy sitting next to me, he turns to me at one point, and mind you, we're flying out of Rome. He goes, there were a lot of Christian people around. And I was like, yes, well, this is the place for that. I mean, this is literally like where it is. But he had no idea. He was like, yeah, I don't know why. Like, why were there so many Christians here? Right. Not a horrible way to go. Right. Now, how many watches are you going to wear simultaneously? Self-preservation. I want to see this secondhand glide. Ooh. Oh, don't worry about this at all, Noah. Don't. This is nothing. Mike, you make the most minuscule hints that someone that doesn't have any idea what's going on would ever pick up. There. Oh yeah, my character did an extra D20 to creatures without feet. Yeah, that was part of my backstory. Yeah. Woo! Woo! All right. Fourth tier. A powerful one named Esoterica. Esoterica is one of the Sinister Six. Yeah. So George came in with two personality traits for his character. I wrecked one right off the bat, and then Josh wrecked the other one 2 minutes later with the revive thing. It's like that jar of Nutella that flew across the screen. I'm not sure I did much of anything. I did not appreciate last week's snippet that got shared. Allegedly, he was 10 minutes late to the session. Now we know why he didn't want us in his bedroom. This one is pretty good. You both did a really excellent job, actually. Well, are there like grenades or something that we could use as a approximation? Yeah, that's fair. Well, but not your average 9-year-old, to be fair. I don't really have any prep, I don't think. Oh no, you definitely cannot telekinetic projectile it. Telekinetic projectile is one bulk. Whoa. It got an 8,000. I believe. Wow. Well, that's a convenient hand wave, isn't it, boys? Or is something monumental making its way through? I don't think it's anything to be worried about. Nah. Fireball's got range. That's too many. I don't, that's not the kind of magic I deal in. I can fly briefly. It's a little more than jumping. Holy. Oh, I did the wait, okay. Because we're fighting the fire people. They've been our main nemesis the whole campaign. Oh, I drag for me. Oh, do we not get our 120s that we launched? All right, Josh. Arthur Morgan can make this fortitude save for the frostbite. All right. I'm going to roll initiative. Oh, I see what you're thinking about. Some skittle action. Sorry, I was distracted. I was trying to see if Mason Riley was one of the old project leads, but it doesn't look like it. Yeah. I'm pretty far away. No, well, I'll send another frostbite for now. I'm still gonna go for the one in the back, Ashton. But we'll amp this one. So Ashton can make this fort save. Yeah. I'll deal half damage in that case. And I will. So he takes what? Eight, right? Whoa. All right, then I will get six temporary hit points as I take in the thermal energy that I've stolen from him and use it to bolster my resolve. I have two more actions. Can I recall knowledge from here? I will do it on Mason, because he's a little... Mason is larger, like, visually, right? Arcana, yes, indeed. Yeah, I will take those. The resistance immunity. Does vulnerability go in that as well? Oh, weaknesses, right. There we go. I share this. Yeah, I think I'm going to cast Shield, even though it's probably not going to do much for me. But I don't really have anything else to do at the moment. Unless, should I be running forward? Should I be striding? Because I could do more stuff if I'm closer. I will stride. What do I have? 25? Yeah. Great. Now they're probably going to be hostile. Hell yeah. I'm gonna eat fire as well. Othello bursts into flames and explodes. And Anju goes, "Othello, no! My God! Holy shit!" This guy just killed my effing bird! Oh, so you could get healed. Is there a lingering fire up here, or is that just from the spell? Indeed. this was just such an unfortunate last turn of events. As a side request, are you able to like dismiss my one-shot characters from my like active set? Because I keep having to clicking around and like reselecting Anzu. I don't know. If that's annoying, then don't worry about it, but okay, just leave it. I'll send another amped frostbite here at Ashton Morgan, who just killed my bird. Oh, wait, first, I unleash Psyche, and I stand up with an action, but I do it as my Psyche unleashes, and I kind of, like, instead of standing up, I kind of float up with my hands out, and then I, like, reach at this guy, and, like, an icy mist kind of comes out from my eyes and my hands as I do this frostbite at him. And I have stood. Please let me know what the total is. All right, I'll take 8 temporary hit points. Amazing. With my final action, I will calculate threats. Like, not even. Yes. Oh, the two die? All right. That triggered me because Liz's sister will hear six and go, six or seven? And I'm like, you need to stop. I don't care that you're 15. You need to stop. It's off guard now. Smoke and mirrors. Devin, ooh. People who are not fire gain 8 hit points. Oh boy. Son of a bitch. I hate this guy. I freaking hate this guy. Well, if he just has like a fly speed, can't he just like... Do I take any penalties for trying to telekinetic projectile the guy that's directly in front of me? That's so sick. I'm just freaking tired of him succeeding all my fort saves, so I gotta try something else. So let me see if I can hit him with an attack roll instead. No, we're gonna freaking use a mythic point. Jeez, still pretty low. It would have been sick to crit, but. All right. But we'll do some damage. We'll do 28 points of piercing. Well, it's amped, so it's a focus spell, technically. But yeah, I didn't get to suck power out of my bird before it died. And he's pushed 5 feet away from me. Jesus. But yeah, that is correct. Right. Bravery always lowers fear by one, like no matter succeed or fail, like. Yeah, I've got two more actions. So we're gonna hit this guy with a psi burst. I'm just trying to think. I think we'll have him do the will save. I'll take half this damage. Oh my God, let's go. I wish he took all of it. Yeah. And with my final action, I will cry. I think probably I'll c calculate threats again. Now, I have a question. Does my frightened condition go down at the end of my turn, or is it too soon since gaining it? All right. I mean, it says each underling attacks one enemy, which... And there's a big round of shine of the sunglasses that goes through like a wave. Is it going to deal fire damage at all? I eat. Oh. Wait, why didn't it? Oh, hold on, let me undo it. No, I just clicked the button. Oh my God. Woo. Well, oh, there goes gravity. Mason. I'm in a bad way. I'm actually stupefied. Can you stupefy me? I'm just in a bad way all around. But we're gonna risk it all for the biscuit and attempt to use my only third level spell slot. I'm gonna try to suck him. The DC is 6? I thought it was 5. Oh my god. No, because I don't have a point. What was this for? That's messed up. I am up shit creek without a paddle right now. So all right, we're gonna try to frickin' hit him with the beak. Because that's what we do when we panic. This is what we do when... when it's panic time. We pull out the beak. And we do 1 point of damage. And as we noted at the beginning of the session, I can fly a little bit. So I fly 20 feet this way. Yes. Beauty. Actually, as a note, Anzu runs over to the fourth smaller pile of ash and pulls out two little singed bird feet and goes, "Oh my God, Othello. No, how could they do this to you? They killed my bird. They all have to die." Thanks for the solace. Seems kind of unstable. I guess that's what I get for bringing him into such lines of danger. We should move. Sure. I do not think that we should fight these guys. Gosh, could I have done something like right before we walked into this area? That is to cast the first level soothe out of my staff on myself. That's bad. I think it had to use this action. No, it's actually in the extras tab. In the I'll just defer to after you. Yeah. Benny, I have to blow up the bomb. Screw it. No, I'm afraid I'm gonna die. Now we did. No. Didn't we discover that the crits on the reactive strike don't cancel move actions? Only manipulates? No, I know. I'm just saying for future reference. I don't. All right, I run up to the bomb and hit it with my beak. I'll cast a telekinetic projectile at the bomb. Flourish cast, one action. It would kind of suck if I missed, huh? Does it have a low AC because it's unmoving? It would have been piercing. I don't know what I clicked, but it would have been piercing. I take care of business first. I run. It's 25 to the door and then another 25 on the other side. Bad, bad, bad. Perfect time to leave the city. What kind of save are we making? Am I still deafened? Okay. Anzu is just running like ferally. Like, if they slowed down to take the sample, like Anzu like gained ground, like. Not sure we did. I don't know. I can't hear a damn thing you're saying, so. My sleeve is blinking. I guess I'll bring out the thing, the keystone. The only blinkable item in there. I guess this means it's almost time to go. There might even be a shop there. But good to do it now when it's safe. I guess we'll leave in the morning. I'm absolutely rattled. Thanks. Listen, don't tell your boss, but I think that probably that whole place would have come down without using the shell. Yeah. Does make you think, huh? I mean, oh, sure, I'll open it. I guess I should have said that. There's also a cool spell that might be helpful.
campaign one? Nah, they weren't there. Or maybe they were the twin plumbers. Man, we're always bombing stuff, huh? Yeah, but I feel like oh my God. Listen, it can be effective in certain scenarios. I mean, we're only level six, so there's plenty of time. I mean, in terms of like well, in terms of the whole through line of, oh man, we're really worried about what these people are doing, but also we kind of need to leave the city. Like, we did pretty much as much damage as we could possibly do to their endeavors before leaving. And who knows, they might have gotten crushed. You know, maybe they didn't survive. Bomb voyage. They killed my bird. Hard to say. Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, it's huge, which, you know, points to it being giant. And its statue also depicted very small people, which points to it being giant. And, you know, if they're all working together and, you know, he's the one that was able to show up, like. Oh, that's right. You did. You totally did. I can run a low level 5E one shot if we would like. Okay. Are they using the 2024 rules? That's great. Actually, I think I'm in their Discord. What's going on next week, George? All right. Enjoy. You never know. Benny and I haven't called on our, you know, bomb backstory plugs yet, so. I'm calling my grandma. Grandma would not give me a bomb. Well, all right then. Good night, everybody.